It's 5:01. I'm going to call to order the Joint Review Board meeting of the River Forest Madison Street Tax Increment Financing District. It is Wednesday, January 13th at 5. It's actually 5:01. The meeting was scheduled for 5 o'clock. We'll do a roll call. Village of River Forest here. Cook County. River Forest Township. Oh, hang on. Carla just popped in. Hey, Carla, we were just doing roll call. So I just was saying your name as I saw you pop up into the waiting room. So River Forest Township.
Here.
Triton Community College District 504.
Here.
Thanks, Jim. River Forest Public Schools District 90.
Ed Condon, present.
OPRF Consolidated High School District 200. River Forest Park District.
Here.
And public member. All right, we have members present. There is no formal quorum rule on JRBs. Next item is the approval of the minutes of October 7th, 2020. Can I get a motion?
So moved. Slutton.
Second it, Sloan.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion carries. We had approval of Susan Altier as the public member. That can be skipped because I just left that off from the last meeting. Left that on, excuse me, didn't take it off. So we can bypass that. She's already been approved. The next item is the overview of the TIF annual report and activities. There are a couple items to report. Rosie McAdams, who is the finance director for the village, is on the Zoom, and she'll just give you a quick overview of what took place in the last reporting year.
Good evening. Is it evening? I can't tell. If you look at the independent auditor's report, you can see that most of the activity that took place was the purchase of the property at 11 Ashland and expenditures to go along with that and some legal fees, and our the intergovernmental agreements with Skincare and In-N-Out Fitness. We have one more payment this year for that, but this past year we tax increments, we received $182,566 in tax revenues. Total cumulative, we've received about $269,859. Interest, a little $4,300. So our fund balance, we're still showing a negative. We're paying interest on the advances from our general fund each year, and those increase based on the number we have now. The TIF fund owes the village general fund $2,023,000. So interest on that is calculated based on the annual 10-year bond rating. So those are recalculated each year. This past year, we paid $53,000 in interest. Other than that, there has been no other activity. That's all I have if you have any questions.
My apologies. I was having a hard time getting into the meeting.
No worries.
I can make one other comment just so you notice on in the TIF report. If you look, you can see that the EAB has gone up from the original base of 9,605,600 to 12,636,540. So it is going up, and that's where we'll see our incremental tax revenues coming in.
All right, thanks, Rosie. Are there any questions at all on the annual TIF report?
I think the only question that I had, Eric, was, I know you had followed up after the last meeting with a breakdown of expenses that were in there. And I know that there was one clarification that you were asking for from the consultants on the In-N-Out Fitness agreement, and there was a discrepancy on the request that the final request that came in from them versus what was approved.
I believe, Susan, with all the questions you had asked, we had gotten you answers on. We sent answers back on, so I don't, if we've missed something, I can go back and take a look, but I'm pretty sure, and if I'm incorrect, I can do that. I will figure that out, but I just recall getting back to you on everything you had asked.
Yeah, no, you definitely did get back to me. It was the last statement in your email was talking about you had a clarification you were asking for. So.
I think, Eric, if I can interject, I think it was on the In-N-Out. Originally, we had $25,000 in there projected to be refunded back to, or incented back to them, but their costs came in less than what was originally thought. So we based it on the costs that they incurred.
Oh, okay.
$22,000.
Okay, great. Thank you. That answers it.
Thanks, Rosie.
Sure.
All right. Are there any other questions at all from the JRB? There is no public comment. No one had signed up to speak. The next meeting will be a year from now, Wednesday, January 12th, 2022 at 5:00. Lisa Shiner, who's the assistant village administrator, who will soon be the acting village administrator when I depart on February 5th, at this point will be your point of contact on any TIF related matters or issues that come up. So feel free to reach out to her if you have any other items. She'll take care of that. Other than that, that will then conclude the meeting. So I just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Condon.
Second, Susan
Altshuler. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, we are adjourned at 5:10.